Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, starting off another fun week here on Video Jukebox. I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter. Those of you who celebrate had spent time with friends and family, had egg hunts, egg fights like we do in my family. I don't know, the Easter Bunny maybe brought you some good chocolates or what have you. But today is another day, and it's actually April Fool's Day. Also, a big shout out to my son Dylan, who's turned 17 today. So yeah, big day here in these parts. But so it's a regular week here in the Video Jukebox. I'm going back to 1991, I believe. Yes, it's 1991 or 92 actually. This because the song was recorded in 91, released in 92, and it is off the album For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge by the band Van Halen. It is Right Now. Yes, this is. I'm trying to remember if I've done any Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. I know I've done some with David Lee Roth. It kind of was a different band. You know what I mean? Dave was, they were more like hair metal. Not, they were a little harder than hair metal, I would think. More of a rock band, but they, I guess you could consider them hair metal. With Sammy, they kind of went, they were just pretty much a rock band. They did a little more experimental stuff with him. This song is one of them. A lot of piano. I mean, Eddie had started playing around with synthesizers back on with, you know, with 1984, but yeah, this is an interesting video too. The song's been used in a lot of places. We'll talk about that as we watch the video. And it's also one of those like thought-provoking videos, I guess, because of how it is. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? And let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Starts off with, Eddie Van Halen playing the piano right now. And a lot of the video is all these words on screen, right? It says, right now, Ed is playing the piano. Like, it makes you, like, think, right? Because, like, right now, people are having unprotected sex. That is probably correct right now. Opportunity is passing you by. Like, this, like, the whole video just is being perverted in a court of law. And, you know, so Eddie says that the instrumental for this dates back to 1983, even before he wrote Jump. An early version of Melody appears in the 1984 movie The Wildlife, which he scored. Eddie also stated that before Sammy Hagar was hired to replace David Lee Roth, he considered an album that would feature guest singers with Joe Cocker assigned to Right Now. Then Hagar said that he was writing the lyrics to the song in the studio one very late night. He heard Eddie in an adjacent room working on the piano melody, and then he realized they were writing the same song and began singing his words over Eddie's music. Hagar said that Right Now, these lyrics were the best he ever wrote for a Van Halen song. So, back to the video. There's a bear there in its usual business woods. Nothing is more expensive than regret with a picture of a condom. Yep, pretty much. So, this is directed by Mark Fenske. The point of these words on screen, they're reflecting on events that were occurring at the time, both within the band and social issues around the world. There's Sammy right there. When he had long hair. Wow. Right now is a good time to repent. Sammy does not love this video because he was initially opposed to it, the concept, because he stated that people aren't even going to be listening to what he's saying because they'll be reading the subtitles. When one of the messages in the video even bring this up, where it says, right now, maybe we should pay attention to the lyrics. I just think of Crystal Pepsi when I hear this song now, because from 92, 93, it was used in the video the ad campaign, right? Sorry. And there's an old lady kissing the camera. Right now, your parents miss you. This is probably true. Right now, oysters are being robbed of their sole possession. Now, the video now wins 3 awards at the 1992 Video Music Awards, including Video of the Year. Anthony Michael thought it was the best Van Halen video Van Halen had ever done. Now, Hagar allegedly expressed disappointment with the result, stating, "I don't think it's enough about the band." And then he eventually admitted that he was rather impressed with the music video, calling it brilliant. He clarified that his difficulty cooperating during the video shoot stemmed from the initial storyboard treatment that the director presented, which Sammy felt was disorganized, unclear, and missed the meaning of a song that he took too much pride in writing. He went on to laud the director for its work. So this song, was used for Crystal Pepsi commercials in 92-93. And numerous times it was used by political candidates. It was during a campaign rally in Ohio in 2008 that John McCain, announcing that Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is running mate. The song played over the sound system. Now, the band members disagreed about its use at the McCain rally. That permission was not sought or granted, nor would it have ever been given, said Alex and Eddie Van Halen. So I could definitely see politicians wanting to use it. I'm watching the show Veep for the first time, and it's funny, I'm in the season 5, I think, where Jonah is running for Congress, and he keeps using songs, and the Tom Petty or whoever keep trying to are threatening him with legal action. So, but anyway, that was a fun video. Gives you lots to think about. One of those things that I heard it on, I don't know, 90s on 9 or Hair Nation or something, and it's like, oh, I haven't watched that video in a while. Let me do that here. It's always good to find inspiration, so it keeps you fresh, right? All right, so hope you guys have a great week. Weather's starting to get nice. We're into the spring months finally. I mean, March, I guess, is considered a spring month, but April really is when it really kicks into gear. And spring is new, fresh new beginnings, and I hope you all have a great week. And don't forget, we'll be back here all week, 8 a.m., and Steve and Keithy will be here. I'll see you guys back here again on Friday. All right, so talk to you later.